What you are about to see is a report on an audience given by the Supreme Leader of Islamic Republic of Iran, Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei, to the officials of Hajj pilgrimage. Some officials are reporting to the Ayatollah the activities of Hajj Pilgrimage Committee by Hujjatul Islam Ray Shahri, the head of the Hajj Pilgrimage Committee. Things we have done in Hajj pilgrimage and rituals has been as follows. One, forming councils comprised of clergy and other scholars in order to help pilgrims. Two, having committees to study the material to print books on Hajj rituals. Three, attracting clergy from religious schools in the Qom Seminary School in order to train the officials as well as pilgrims. Four, outlining the policy of the Hajj pilgrimage according to the fourth five-year development plan. Five, having degrees given to the people who propagate the message of Hajj. Six, having a committee to write an encyclopedia of Hajj. Seven, outlining policies in order to print brochures and different books for the pilgrims. Eight, making packages comprised of books and other material for pilgrims. Nine, outlining policies in order to have some cultural changes in the Hajj committee. 10, using all the facilities and technologies such as internet and mobile in order to facilitate the Hajj pilgrimage. In the name of God, the Merciful, the Compassionate. Once again, in the outset of Hajj pilgrimage for the year 2008, we are very happy to have been given the audience by the Supreme Leader. About 104,000 pilgrims are going to go to Mecca in different caravans and tour groups. Since last year's pilgrimage, we have outlined and implemented policies to have a better Hajj pilgrimage this year. The Organization for the Endowment and Hajj Pilgrimage has used previous experiences and also using your guidelines in order to allay the problems that might exist. We have tried to have the culture of Hajj and also a cultural management of the Hajj pilgrimage Number two, we have coordinated all the officials and people in Hajj Pilgrimage Committee and staying away from repeating our plans. We have also tried to use the experiences of other people and other countries. We have also tried to use the experiences of all those people involved in the pilgrimage. Another important action we have done has been targeting our plans. Number six, expanding the services given to the pilgrims and also training the pilgrims. And we have tried to disseminate the news about Hajj. Salutation to the Prophet Muhammad's household and progeny, peace be upon them. In the name of God, the compassionate, the merciful, I pray to God Almighty to bless you all for having served the pilgrims in the great Hajj ritual. Your hard work and your efforts that are done only for God Almighty will yield the results that you have in mind and in your hearts. I mean having a true Islamic Hajj pilgrimage desired by the last prophet, last divine prophet, Muhammad, peace be upon him. The ritual of Hajj is an opportunity given to us by God Almighty. It is an opportunity for the individual as well as Islamic Ummah, the great Islamic Ummah. It is also an opportunity for the Islamic Republic of Iran, which has hoisted the rule of Islam in the world. We should seize this opportunity, all of us. Hajj is an opportunity for the individual in order to enter the vast realm of spirituality. In this ritual, we leave our materialistic way of living with all the problems that creates for us behind and enter an atmosphere of spirituality in order to find proximity to God. And this is done through spirituality and also leading the kind of life that is very different from materialistic way of life. This is done through ihram. Ihram means making those materialistic aspects of life, which is not prohibited in everyday life, haram for us. In other words, staying from those attractions of materialistic life. In Hajj, in the Hajj pilgrimage, we change our outfit. by wearing the same outfit, we are telling ourselves and the world that nice clothes or high positions in the Hajj pilgrimage have no importance. When we look at the mirror, we like what we see usually. That is self-infatuation. We try not to use any perfume because using perfume is trying to show off. When we walk towards Mecca, and if it rains, we try not to find a cover. We try to stand the rain and accept it. And when you are walking towards Mecca, if you are passing by a place that stinks, you should not get upset and try to look the other way around and not breathe. So no matter what your social standing and your social status is in the Hajj pilgrimage, you're all the same. When entering Masjid al-Haram, al-Haram Mosque, you'll see the grandeur of the place. You feel it, the grandeur and the splendor of Al-Haram Mosque. But this splendor and grandeur is different than the material splendor of material things in life. And this splendor cannot be explained by us. The splendor is perfected when you see millions of pilgrims going around Mecca while supplicating, talking to God, crying and weeping, covering the area between Safa and Marwa, brings about the same feeling. Mina days will give you the same feeling. All the rituals of Hajj have this spirituality in it. It was said here that I have recommended the officials of the pilgrimage to see that the pilgrims are comfortable while on pilgrimage. That is true, but this is different than what I just mentioned. What I have recommended is to facilitate the Hajj pilgrimage and help our Hajis to easily go to Mecca. I never meant to provide all the material things that we usually enjoy in life and avail all the luxuries that we might usually enjoy. Hajj is not a recreational trip. Hajj is a spiritual trip which blesses body and soul. It is not a physical trip in order to enjoy the trip. This is a blissful trip for our bodies and our souls. It is impossible to go there, be there physically without having the presence of heart. God forbid, if we go to Mecca every year in order to enjoy the trip, buy things and bring into the country, and enjoy the luxuries of life. This way, we will not be able to make those great changes in our hearts and minds. Sheikh Mohammed Bahari, peace be upon him. Late Sheikh Bahari, peace be upon him. Who is going to be paid a tribute soon. Always believed that supplication and praising God Almighty without having the presence of heart is meaningless. Even doing our everyday prayers without the presence, true spiritual presence, is not worth anything, is not worth much. After all, we do our prayers, everyday prayers, in order to enjoy the blessings of the prayers. Otherwise, we grow cold inside. The same is true about the Hajj pilgrimage, and we should have the presence of heart. Now, Major Hajj lasts only a few days, but in these few days, one experiences a different way of living, and one learns that it is possible to stay away from the luxuries of life. I'm not saying that we should always lead an austere life. In fact, Islam recommends us to enjoy life and live, but it warns us of getting attached to the material life. The Hajj teaches us that it is possible to break this attachment and spend a few days and enjoy the spiritual aspects of trip. During the night when we supplicate, we try to purify our souls, and our hajis will learn that, and will learn what a great opportunity that is. The officials of the Hajj pilgrimage should do everything possible in order to convey the message of Hajj, the real message of Hajj, to our brothers and sisters, to Iranian Hajis, as well as pilgrims from other countries. In fact, the head of the Hajj tours and other officials, especially those in charge of cultural activities of the pilgrimage, should seize this opportunity, which is not available at all times and is not available for everyone. A lot of people should be taught about the real message of Hajj. A lot of people are not lucky enough to be able to go to Hajj, and now some people have been lucky enough to have had the opportunity to go to Mecca. So individuals should seize this opportunity. As I mentioned earlier, it is an opportunity for Hajis from other countries, because it will bring all Hajis from all over the world closer and together, even though there are some differences of opinions and even some disputes maybe among Muslims. After all, Islam was not sent to us, Iranians only, or Hajis from a specific country. In fact, Islam was sent to everyone and for everyone. But culturally and socially, there are differences of opinions and even discord sometimes among Hajis. So when the season of Hajj pilgrimage is with us, we should seize the opportunity in order to leave all those differences of opinion and discords and disputes probably behind and find unity and establish unity among all Hajis. You should study a 10-year period of Hajj pilgrimage. And if you add all the Hajis from different parts of the world, from all walks of life, educated, uneducated, with different tastes and different social status, they have gotten together in the last 10 years, for instance. And if there is the spirit of Islamic unity among Hajis between pilgrims, then you can see what a huge opportunity that is. Muslims come from different religions, from different sects, Sunni, Shia, and other sects with different tastes and needs, which is natural. It's only natural to create differences of opinion and even sometimes problems. But when these Hajis are in pilgrimage, they forget about all these differences. Just imagine if one tries to abuse this opportunity in order to create discord among Muslims. I'm not just talking about a specific sect such as Salafis, for instance. I'm talking to everyone. The officials of the pilgrimage, as well as the head of the Hajj tours, and whoever that is involved in this in the organization of in organizing this trip, should be very careful and vigilant not to let create discord among pilgrims. I'm not going to go through the list of all the negative things that can be done in order to create discord and bring about grudge between Muslims. You should contemplate on that and think about all those negative moves that one can make and lead to discord among Muslims. Try to find those negative motives and leave them behind. After all, Hajj is an opportunity to create unity and solidarity among Muslims. One should never do anything that will bring about hard feelings and bad feelings, negative feelings among Hajis. And this should be recognized by everyone. This is not a small matter. Let me tell you about the third opportunity that exists in Hajj pilgrimage. It's an opportunity for Islamic Republic of Iran. Islamic Republic of Iran has been done a lot of wrong. We have been underdogged all along. Even though we oppose the world arrogance, but we have been dogged all the time and we have been downplayed. That's because our enemies do not like to see our lofty ideals to spread among Muslims of other countries. So they have laid accusations against us. They have lied and they have accused us of saying and doing things which we have never done. It's been 30 years now that they have been making lies and accusing us and making allegations against us. And now you are about to go to Mecca and become a Haji, have the opportunity in this pilgrimage to convince Hajis from other parts of the world and tell them about Islamic teachings and tell them what the Islamic Republic of Iran really is. It's a true Islamic system. Even though the majority in our country are Shia, but we have a lot of fellow countrymen who are Sunnis and live in this country freely. We have worked together, we have enjoyed life together, we have defended our country together. And Muslims of all affiliations, Sunni, Shiite, have defended this republic and they have given, sacrificed in fact their lives. This is what the Islamic Republic of Iran really is. In different continents, Europe, Asia, Africa, even in the heart of the area where our number one enemy, the Americans live, we have supporters. We have a lot of people from those places that have the love of Imam Khomeini in their hearts because they know and they are convinced that this nation is a nation of Islam. It's an Islamic Republic. But they have been laying accusations and allegations against us. They have accused us of opposing Muslims from other religious sects and even other religions, which is not true. And you should tell this to other Hajis from other countries. You should tell Hajis from other countries about things that have been done in this country, which is desired, which are desired by Muslims all over the world. Can you find a Muslim anywhere in the world who doesn't want to see Quranic teachings prevail in the society? And this has happened in our country. Can you find a Muslim who doesn't suffer from the brutality of the infidels from infidel countries done against them in their own country? Islamic Republic of Iran is a great nation. It's a free country which echoes the cries and complaints of Muslims all over the world. And that's why the United States of America is our enemy. we are echoing what Muslims all over the world want to say. Muslims are suffering from arrogance of the world powers, their brutality, their oppression, and they want this situation to be changed, but they can't. But now they see a country such as our own republic, where the officials and the people are in fact living the way any Muslim, any true Muslim wants to live. And you should tell Hajis from other countries about our country. We should not just target the elite or university students and lecturers. We should use the opportunity to connect with ordinary people and tell them what's happening in this country. Of course, I don't believe that we should only pay attention to our outside and the way we look outside and forget about our inside. Our first responsibility is to improve our souls as well as our bodies. This is true about the country. We should first work on what we need to do in the country and then pay attention to other countries of the world. Our nation is a healthy nation and ready to make changes. But there are some groups, some individuals, some organizations here and there under different disguises that have the job of creating discord and bringing our system to disrepute and confuse people and create doubt about our nation and our people. The great nation of Iran is the same nation who could throw out the oppressor in this country and brought about an Islamic revolution and has defended it for the last 30 years. And this tells the world about a great resolve and a lot of hard work. The achievements made in Iran has come about because of the hard work and sufferings of our nation. And by questioning the system, we should not create discord. Unfortunately, at this time, the atmosphere in our media is not a healthy and good one. People are accusing each other and in turn questioning the system without even knowing what they're doing. Or some of them are maybe doing this on purpose. We should learn from Islamic teachings, and we should remember that God's blessings and all the rewards given to God, given by God to us, are going to last as long as we remember that God is the one who gives us these blessings. I've said that Israelites who are being mentioned in Quran in several places were punished by God, even though they were first given the blessings of God, but then later when they changed and they walked on the wrong path, God Almighty punished him, and that's why they are where they are. That's why they are suffering now. So we should learn from them. We should learn from that experience. We should be careful what we are saying and how we are talking about other people. The uncontrolled way of criticizing the government or the officials or even the system is not desired, and God Almighty will not forgive those who inflict damage to the country, to the system, to the Islamic system. Sometimes brutalizing an individual or a system will cause a situation in which God punishes all. This punishment is not dealt only to the individual who is committing this terrible deed. Everyone, the oppressor and the oppressed, the brute and the brutalized, will all be punished. And Hajis should remember this. Let's all pray to God Almighty to give us the chance to learn the lessons of the Hajj pilgrimage and do what we need to do. What you just saw was a report on a meeting and an audience given by Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei, the supreme leader of Islamic Republic of Iran, to the officials of the Hajj pilgrimage committee on November 5th, 2008.